I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Anthony Wittrato, senior MLB writer for Forbes. Follow him on Twitter at Anthony Wittrato. Again, Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Anthony, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me.
All right, first things first, I've been promoting you all throughout the show, talking about the fact that we're going to get that West look from you as far as how they stack up against the Brewers. But your perspective on where the Brewers are right now and how they sit in the NL currently with their starting pitcher, with Hader, and with some of their hitting or lack thereof right now.
With their starting pitcher. They have one guy.
They got three guys. Yeah, I misspoke. Yeah, I mean Woodruff, Peralta, Burns. You know.
Yeah. I know what you're saying though. Because depth matters, and it looks like they're gonna coast to the finish line in the Central. I think the rest of the division made sure of that as well. So you look at what they have and how they stack up against the rest of the league, and. The NL East is a little bit of a kind of a bungle right now. No one really knows exactly what anybody else has. The Mets are hurt. Baez just got hurt, so who knows how that's going to go now. So I would say if healthy, they're probably the favorite there, but they're not healthy, and so who knows. And I think, so you look at the NL West and those three teams there with the Giants, the Dodgers, and the Padres, and that's basically, I think, When you try to break this thing down, those are the clubs that you have to really look at first because they're the most complete at this point. And probably three teams that are, for the most part, are going to be in the postseason, we think. So, look, the Giants aren't going anywhere. I know they're a surprise team, and a lot of people are waiting for them to kind of fall off. They haven't. They've been an injured team, but luckily they haven't been hurt. Aside from Brandon Crawford recently, they haven't been hurt in terms of like long-term injuries to guys like Buster Posey or Gosman or anybody like that who's been really critical to their success. And they have a pretty decent bullpen. It's vulnerable in certain places, but it can get got. But so far they're getting the job done. The Dodgers have sustained some of those bigger injuries to some of their bigger guys. Cody Bellinger's guy's just never gotten going since he's come back from a fractured leg and a hamstring injury. Betts is dealing with the hip thing right now. He just came back. Obviously, Kershaw's on the shelf. Then you got the ridiculous Bauer situation. And so that trade for Scherzer and Trey Turner for them was a big deal. I think probably a game changer over the last couple months of the regular season. And then the Padres with Tatis, that really changes their makeup. And that rotation isn't as good as I think a lot of people had thought it might be. I was not one of those people. I thought they needed more still, and I thought that them not going out and getting an arm at the deadline was a mistake. So when you look at how the Brewers stack up, if they can get healthy, I think that bullpen could be a pretty big weapon for them come the postseason because we all know the games get shorter from the starters' perspective. And they have guys who can get them through 5-6 innings and be pretty effective, especially in a short series. I think whoever they go up against in the Padres and the Giants because the Giants' rotation depth is a little, it's a little suspect also. So I think in a short series, the Brewers have, they might be a favorite there. I know their record is not going to allow that to happen unless something, you know, happens in the next couple months, but I think they're probably a better team when you look at it from that perspective than the Padres or the Giants. The Dodgers, it depends on their health. If they can line up with Bueller, Scherzer, Kershaw, Urias in any series, no one has a better four-man rotation than that in the National League right now. So, you know, just coming from the pitching perspective, I think the Brewers possibly have the second-best rotation going into things, all things being healthy.
You know, Anthony, if you look at the Brewers team as well, I mean, I think they've, you know, turned this thing around and did a little bit differently. You know, normally it was a team built around offense and hitting the ball out of the park. And you talked a little bit about it now. It's really about their pitching. But, if you know, if they can get Yelich and maybe Kane back to, I guess, their glory days or what Yelich were a couple years ago, I think offensively they could be a much better ball club than what we've seen so far.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, obviously, those have hurt. You know, especially Yelich. I mean, you go from a guy who's an MVP and looking like a perennial MVP candidate to, you know, it's tough to keep him on the field. And when he is there, he's not quite himself. The Dodgers are seeing it too with Bellinger. They kind of sort of their rise, I think, came around the same time, and sort of their flatlining has come around the same time too. So they're very similar in that way. The difference is the Dodgers have a deeper lineup, and the Brewers really need Yelich to anchor that. And so when he's gone, that's a huge hole that they can't fill with depth, I think. And so you guys are right. Look, since I was there covering the team, that was a club built around offense. They tried to outslug teams. You know, they had four or five guys hitting 20 home runs in one lineup before it was fashionable.
You know? Could you imagine if that Braun, Fielder, Hardy, Hart, Weeks team had these three pitchers in the starting rotation back then? That team would have won a World Series.
Yeah, you know what? That's not far off, man. They would have been right there. I think those postseason appearances that they did make, it's similar to an NBA team who all they can do is fast break, and they don't play any defense. There's no other way of scoring. They just have to get the ball and run, and that's kind of what the Brewers were in those days. And I think obviously now they're probably more of a complete team, but they've had a change in philosophy. Obviously, I mean, you know, the way they've developed players, who they've traded for, the way they've kind of they resemble a lot of the Rays, the Giants, the Dodgers, kind of, you know, these clubs who are willing to take flyers on guys who other teams might not, try to get their player development system to get them to a point where they're able to contribute. And if not, they're not afraid to let somebody go and go on to the next thing that might help. And so I think that's really helped them find some gems. It's really helped their player development system shine, I think. And it's the reason why I think, you know, back in, you know, 10 years ago or so, when you were looking at the Brewers, even longer than that, it was this up and down sort of, we're going to make the playoffs one year, we're not going to make the playoffs the next couple of years, we're going to make it again, and then we're going to miss it. This is, I think, is shaping up to be a team in that division that could make the playoffs consecutive years in a row. And so I think when you have that consistency, you're going to give yourself a shot every single time, because especially when you have pitching, and that's what the Brewers are aiming at, because the Major League Baseball playoffs are more of a crapshoot than any of the other professional sports in this continent. It's been proven. It just is, because it's more of a drastic change from the regular season to the postseason. So what wins in the regular season, we've seen, doesn't win necessarily in the playoffs. And so if the Brewers can just get in, they have pieces that can take them there. There's no doubt about it.
Let me ask you this, Anthony Watrado, senior MLB writer for Forbes. tell me this. How much of a concern do you think there is across baseball right now of COVID-19? and how this plays in the postseason, because we've seen now a couple of different teams get hit pretty hard by this, including the Milwaukee Brewers right now.
It's gotten a lot more serious in the last 10 days, I think. I think if they weren't having meetings about it before, they're having them now. You know, all sports, I think, thought that they were kind of past this. And I think, you know, most of the country probably did too, or obviously not. And now you're going to come into the end of the summer and getting ready to play your playoff games in the fall. And there's still a lot of uncertainty about how that's going to go. You know, not just in terms of fans and will stadiums be open, but, you know, are players going to have to be in a even stricter bubble? You know, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, there's definitely concern now because, look, we all know ownership does not want to lose games. No. They do not want to lose fans, and especially coming off of last season. So they're going to do what they can to you know, find loopholes or find ways to keep this thing open. I mean, you know, I watch a lot of local market RSN feeds, and I don't see any teams, you know, telling their communities to mask up or to get vaccinated or anything like that, even though it's in their best interest probably, because the longer this thing takes to go away, the more it might affect that bottom line. And, you know, owners know that because they experienced it last season. I think it'd be prudent of them to kind of get together and say, look, we need to do this. We need to start making sure that our postseason is going to be able to be played with people in the seats. Because the way things are going right now, it's looking less and less likely every day.
Anthony, what about the trade deadline and what the Brewers did there? Are you fans of what they did? Eduardo Escobar comes in. He can play everywhere, obviously, for the Brewers. Last night, a couple walks, triple, home run, adds a power bat and some versatility to this Brewers offense, which I think they obviously needed. And then a couple of relief arms to go along with it. Now the question just really is, did they do enough to keep up with those teams out west?
Yeah, you know, they were active and fairly aggressive, and, you know, that's good. They're a team, though, that is always them, the Rays, teams like them, that kind of sit in the stratosphere where they do in terms of the three tiers of Major League Baseball economics, where you have to be very careful about how aggressive you actually are. You know, could they have gone out and gotten a Matt Scherzer and a Trey Turner, or just a Max Scherzer by himself, or even a Craig Kimbrel?
Well, David Stearns hinted at geography played a role in why they weren't able to do some stuff, and people think that meant Scherzer. I don't know if they were in on Scherzer or not, but Stearns did say that geography played into why they weren't able to get a deal or two done, possibly.
Sure. You know, I mean, guys like Scherzer have, you know, they have clauses that, and Beatle rights. So, yeah, I mean, you know, of course that plays into it. But my point being, I don't know if they would have had the capital to make a deal like that in the first place. Not that they don't have the system that could have paid for an arm like Scherzer. It's that, is it wise to do something like that? Because if you can't go out and say, sign a guy like Scherzer in a free agency, then you're also that kind of organization that has to that has to keep its prospects close to its hip and really count every penny when it comes to those guys. You can't give up the farm for a rental arm, right? You know, you can't do things like that when because those players become more valuable to you as the years go along than they would say to a team like the Padres, who isn't afraid to spend and who isn't afraid to make 1,000 trades. And so, you know, I like what they did. Is it enough to keep up with those other teams? I think they have enough now to give those teams a fight. When you stack them up on paper with, let's say, the Dodgers, who are, you know, behind in the division, but probably still the favorites, just from a pitching standpoint, they probably don't. But again, no one does right now. If they're healthy, they're the deepest rotation in baseball. But I guess to answer your question, yes, they've done enough to say, yes, we can compete. Is it enough to say, man, you don't want to play the Brewers? They're the favorite. No, But again, I don't know that they can actually go out and make those kinds of moves unless they say, we have a small window, this is our time, we're all in. But the Brewers' window is big. It's wide.
Yeah.
It's going to be open for a while, so you cannot mortgage your future that way because a Max Scherzer type might be on the market.
Right. I would agree with you because I think if you look at their their top three pitchers, they have those guys under control for another 4 years maybe?
Yeah, I would have to look at their situations, but yeah, they're under control. None of those guys are rentals, right?
Right, none of those guys. So which means that, I mean, they have enough time to not necessarily go all in, but to make some moves. Do you feel like that the Brewers are getting the respect that they deserve now in and around Major League Baseball as a really good baseball team?
Yeah, you know, that stuff's always tough to gauge when you're living in the forest, right? It's hard to see outside. Living out here, I was kind of that way with Alex Caruso.
Yeah.
And going, you know, is he a cult favorite in Southern California? Obviously, we know he's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
Or is he a guy people know nationally? And we kind of got our answer with that yesterday when the Bulls signed him. But it's similar, I think, to when you live in a certain market and you go, we know this team is good. We know this team can win a World Series. Does everyone else see that? Before, let's say 2017-ish?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so. I think people thought it's a good team. They got into the playoffs. They have the back-end bullpen pieces that could really do some damage, kind of like the Kansas City Royals did. Who knows how sustainable this all is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they were seeing in that sort of lens. Now, I think it's very different. I think they are seen as, unless the Cubs go in and just start spending a ton of cash.
Which they won't.
Which, I'm with you. I think that people are looking at the Brewers as the perennial division favorites going forward.
Totally agree. Anthony,
I think they probably saw that going into this season also.
Don't want to cut you off, but we're up against the network clock here, so I got a girl. Anthony Wittrido, senior MLB writer for Forbes. Follow him on Twitter. Great follow at Anthony Wittrido. Thank you, my friend.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Take care. There he is, Anthony Wittrido on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.